Doctor Who, Short Trips, Little Doctors by Philip Lawrence. Read by Fraser Hines. Zoe felt the air sizzle, pop and fizz around her body. Where a moment ago there had been darkness, now particles started to dance in her vision, whirling, coalescing, forming patterns. High, pale blue walls, stacks of shiny spherical containers, banks of touchscreens. She stepped from the transmat booth. The lights snapped out. Everything was bathed in the emerald glow of the emergency lighting. But then this too faded, replaced by periodic flashes of orange. Zoe noticed her breathing had become shallow and quick. To her left, hidden behind the nearest tank, something was short-circuiting, amber sparks throwing long shadows up the smooth consoles. She lifted a communicator to her mouth and clicked a button.
"Hi, Zoe,"
came the reassuring Highland tones of her friend Jamie. Zoe whispered into the mouthpiece, "I'm in maintenance node 2.
"I know. And?"
"It's here, Jamie." Zoe willed herself forward. As she edged around the shelving, the intermittent glow of wrecked machinery continued, each flicker accompanied by a gratified snigger. Zoe forced herself round the corner and saw it. An impish creature, like a large doll in baggy clothes, silhouetted against the flashes, tugging at wires, smashing components. It stopped. Zoe held her breath and stood deadly still, wishing herself invisible. But the gremlin turned to her with a mischievous grin. Then it leapt at her. Olympus was alive with activity. Even with staggered shift hours, there was always plenty of people meandering across travelators, in and out of transmat booths, going to and from their work in hydrodomes or at central control. Zeus watched his world with satisfaction. The plazas with their many eateries where people would gather and discuss their hobbies. The academy playgrounds where hundreds of pupils played noisily on their screens. The nurseries where couples selected for the procreation scheme could watch their progeny roll in the amniotanks until it was time to take them home. One such human was there now, looking through the glass at her floating proto-child. Zeus scanned the woman's ID band. As he suspected, it was Lev, 25, Lambda class, on her way home from the labs. The nearby booth buzzed into life. A connection, Zeus could see, from weather control. As he anticipated, it brought Lev's compatibility match partner Drex, 25, Lambda class. Zeus waited as the pair watched their offspring gently bob on her umbilical in the pink fluid. "Come on," he said impatiently, to no one in particular. "Tell her." And finally, Drex turned to Lev and showed her his points card, saying something that was beyond Zeus's ability to perceive.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"